Okay, we're gonna call to order the Village River Forest Economic Development Commission, Monday, July 24th, 7:30 a.m. Meeting's being held at the Village Hall Community Room, 400 Park Avenue, River Forest, Illinois. So we'll call to order, and a roll call.
Mr. Brown?
Here.
Mr. Graham?
Here.
Ms. English Dixon? Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mr. Brangle?
Here.
And Ms. Moss?
Here.
All right, you have a quorum, and then the first thing the group will have to do is make a motion to allow Mr. Newbecker, who is out of town for business purposes, allow him to participate telephonically. So I'll need a motion, a second, and then a voice vote.
So moved.
Very good.
Seconded.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Lee, you are good to go.
Thank you.
Okay, the first item on the agenda is any public comment?
Nope.
Okay. Second item is the approval of the meeting minutes that you have in front of you. Someone want to make a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Next item on the agenda, we'd like to welcome our new member to the Economic Development Commission, Kyler Brown. Kyler, welcome. And could you take a moment and just give us a little bit of background on yourself?
Sure. Kyler Brown, born and raised here in the community, spent some time out west for college and then a little bit after in California. Been in banking since graduating from graduate school at DePaul. For the most of that time, I was with Mike Kelly in the Park National Bank Group. Since then, it's been one bank after the other as they keep on consolidating. I'm currently with Huntington Bank here in Melrose Park, and I'm really looking forward to listening, helping out where I can. I love the community. I try to do whatever I can to help the community in different boards. I'm on the Oak Park River Forest Community Foundation board. I'm on the soccer board. I'm pretty much one of those people that spends all their time when they're not with their three kids trying to help out the community. So anything I can do to help.
Great. Thanks and welcome. Next item on the agenda will be a discussion of existing projects and developments.
And I think what we'll do at this time is we'll go into executive session first and discuss a couple things, and then we'll come back out, and if there's additional questions after that, we can discuss them in open session. So what I'll need now is a motion and a second to recess into executive session for purposes of acquisition of real property.
Second.
All in favor?
Oh, we'll do, we got to do a roll call on this. Hang on, yeah, hang on 1 second. Let's write this down.
I'm new.
That's okay.
It's all right, Bob. Great.
Who seconded that? Was that you, Tim?
Yeah. No.
Oh, Bob. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. Mr. Brown? So, yeah, you would say yes.
Yes.
Yep. No, that's fine. Graham?
Yes.
English Dixon?
Yes.
Moss?
Yes.
Brangle?
Yes.
Newbecker?
Yes.
And Chairman O'Connell?
Yes.
All right. Give me 1 second. So it's 8:32. We're going to go ahead and reestablish our quorum for regular session. Mr. Brown?
Present.
Yes, thank you.
There we go.
Mr. Graham?
Present.
Ms. English Dixon?
Here.
Mr. O'Connell?
Here.
Mr. Brangle?
Present.
Ms. Moss?
Here.
And Mr. Newbecker on the phone?
Present.
All right, very good. So we have a quorum. So we're back to other business.
Okay, good. So just real quick, next meeting and kind of trying to get on a regular schedule. Do Fridays work for people? Not to be selfish, I travel a lot, and so I know I'm always home on Fridays. And so, you know, that works best for me. I don't know how other people feel about Fridays. You know, Monday mornings are a little tough given everybody's email by over the weekend and things like that. So, I'm throwing it out there. If somebody has a better idea, are mornings better than evenings? So those are kind of the things.
I, I'd be okay with Friday morning, but I'd really rather not have our Friday evening.
No.
Unless we have cocktails.
Seconded.
We're doing cocktails with Tavern. I'm good, but not just to talk.
No, Fridays work for me. So.
So if we picked like the third Friday of every month, and we'll send out a note with those dates
or
on
the,
it.
I was my third Friday.
Oh, that's
bit.
Right.
So
that's
the first or second Fridays would work for me.
So anybody, idea, thoughts?
I would just ask, if we're going to cancel the meetings all the time, I'd rather us just set up and do them every other month so we know reliably we're going
to. Well, that's the next thing. The next thing, I wanted to get a day, and then I was going to talk about the frequency. So we're tracking, Lee. So, I mean.
Okay.
Actually, Bob, since you're the chair, I think you kind of drive a large part of that, unless people just kind of go, no Friday evenings.
Okay. Yeah. So if we do it on Fridays, is, you know, once a month, is that sufficient for right now? And then if we feel the need to meet a little bit more frequently, we'll do that. And as things heat up or, you know, other topics come up. So if that works, we'll send out an email with just those dates on it so everybody can throw it in their calendar.
So we're targeting the second Friday
Second Friday morning of the month.
Okay. Starting in August.
That would probably be too soon because we just met. So we'll start in September.
Okay. So that would then be the 8th. I won't be here.
I won't be here either.
Okay. All right.
You're starting out well.
This is typically how this works.
Right. Five Fridays in September.
Third Friday?
So do we want to move it back? Well, that'll be your third Friday.
That month on the 22nd is the 4th. So maybe we could do the third Friday.
Okay, so we'll do the third Friday in September, and then we'll move to the second after that.
Okay.
Okay. I'll get some emails out to all you, some schedules.
15th. It'd be the 15th.
Still out of the country.
Oh, man. All right.
I'm just going back to work then. So. Okay, so we'll send a note out on that. And so is there any other questions, comments, thoughts, ideas?
One other thought, just to let everyone know, the Village is starting its comprehensive plan. So the comprehensive plan is a long-range planning document for the Village that's very encompassing, thus the name, comprehensive plan. And so the Plan Commission is the body that is charged with managing and overseeing that process. And so Housie Levine will be doing that work for us. They had their first meeting last week, but at some point the consultant will want to meet with all the different commissions in a kind of a holistic setting. So you'll all be invited to a meeting probably coming up after Labor Day just to discuss general thoughts, themes within the Village. So just wanted you to be aware of that.
Good.
When was the last time River Forest had a comprehensive?
2003. Okay. So they run 10 to 20 years, 20 years way long, 10 to 15 more on a normal life cycle. So we're about doing the last one is more of comprehensive plan light. So trying to be a little bit more comprehensive with our comprehensive plan.
Right. Well, and there was also the corridor study that was done too, which kind of feeds into it. So I think actually that's a good point that part of this is, I think out of the comprehensive plan, and I've talked to John about this, that the plan ought to have strategies forward. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you do a plan and it sits on a shelf, but I think to actually have some sense of how to implement becomes very important. I think that becomes how do you prioritize your projects? And I think this is certainly something right out of the box that we can zero in on. And the thought was that actually we use this as a precedent almost, how we treat other properties in the Village and everything. So not that we have a lot of opportunity because we don't have a lot of properties, but this is certainly one that I think feeds very well into the comprehensive plan and how we approach that strategically with real sort of viable options and putting forward a strategy on how we actually implement. So,
that's it.
Adjourn.
Yep. Need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me dial in. I appreciate it.